I got to apologize here on the pre-show for this Monday, this being a live Sunday night. I have to apologize to you guys who listen to BSPs, who listen to the BSP chat after that. For two straight goddamn weeks, I've forgotten to fire off Audacity, and so we haven't had an audio recording. We've only had the video. But hey, you know, CNN has got, like, is this Mariah Carey showing her ass? Hello, man. All right. No, man, it's Anthony Bourdois. That's it. I want to do Bobby Dooley. It's Anthony Bourdois showing his ass. I'm kidding. I know his name's Bourdain. I'm just... Anthony Bourdois. I admit,
the food that I see the cat eat sometimes just looks really good.
Sometimes, yeah, I don't need it. You know, that's not interesting to me. Especially pork. I don't eat pork or pig anymore. He seems to eat a lot of that shit. But most of it, I would say, looks, you know, like, I'd take a shot at that. And I dig the overall feel of the show. Like, he's a world traveler type of dude. Like, he's living out of a knapsack, which, of course, he's not. And, like, he's driving Jeeps down to get, you know, by himself. No, the, you know, he's going down in a fucking town car or something. But, and, like, he has to eat. See, one of the things, I guess, about that show is that it takes you to the actual, you know, place where the shit's made, right? As opposed to eating it in a restaurant. Oh, this is a very, this is a native dish that they make right down the road here. Be like going to a Jamaican restaurant and eating, but the dude is on the side of the road is cooking over those wood, you know, fires. But, Panama building bearing Trump's name was a magnet for dirty money, ex-prosecutor. I don't have any fucking idea. Here's what I think. They won't nail Trump for shit. They may get as close to Trump as maybe getting Jared for something. Won't get any of the kids. They may find that Jared's dirty, and then it's all these other cats that worked for him. And he has a perfectly plausible explanation. I don't know what the fuck is going on, you know. The only way you do anything like that, really, is you do a RICO thing, you know, where it's a racketeer-influenced corrupt organization, meaning that Trump did know. So that's how the mafia got away with shit. Oh, what are you saying? Guy shot him and said, well, I didn't do it. I wasn't in town. So they established the existence of the mafia and then passed these laws. Now, it also works for other criminal enterprises. It doesn't have to be the mafia. It doesn't have to be anything these guys think is a criminal enterprise. I should say it doesn't have to be organized crime. It can be heretofore an organization not known as criminal. Anyway, who gives a shit? I give a fuck. Anyway, Guy, I'm just...
Well, yeah, the you see, the racketeer influenced the corrupt organizations. Good morning, Phil.
It's actually at night.
Okay, it's at night.
Unless where you are. Is it morning where you are?
No, it's night, but I wanted to say good morning, Phil, because I thought it would... maybe that was... I shouldn't have freelanced.
Yeah, if you wouldn't mind, don't freelance like that.
What happened to you?
I had a cold. Phil had a cold, and now I have a cold.
Well, I'm sorry to hear that. Yeah, Phil, the thing that happened... Good morning, Phil. Tom Captain here. Well, the racketeer influenced corrupt organizations. This is Tom Captain.
Ow. Ow, my neck. All right, now, as I stick my finger in my nose, I want to go make myself a cup of coffee, okay? Can you just hang with me on that?
Yeah, okay. She doesn't give you time for questions.
Whew. Fuck it, man. The year of the bat. Trump Ocean Club and Hotel opened in Panama in 2011. What is this? This is a big investigation of the criminality of something or other. All right. Hold the phone just one moment, if you don't mind. I have to check on something. All right. Right on, Junior. Okay.
I'm reaching all of the United States.
Dangerous terrorist.
D.C. is someplace they would like to seek an attack.
Interviews with top intelligence and national security officials. We've got you covered on Target USA.
The National Security Podcast.
Download it every Thursday. And don't forget to subscribe at PodcastOne.com, the new Podcast One app, and at Apple Podcast.
You know, I'm very confused about this shit, man. These are downloads. I don't know why anything... Everything that I want is not in the right place. Why is that? Today is the 19th. Maybe it's not downloading to that folder. It says download the folder on that motherfucking file I just played, so why isn't it doing that? Save to download folder. Save attachment. Share. Quick look at... There is no saving it. There's no... It's not saved. Okay? Under fucking stand. Oh, boy.
This is Coast to Coast PM with Phil Hendry on the Premier Radio Networks. Phil.
That's one of the classic hours. I have no fucking idea where to find this motherfucker, so I guess I'm going to have to just... What? What do I do with it, man? How do I... You know, how do I put on the desktop anything? Huh? Okay, I'm going to get rid of this goddamn thing. I need this. Well, you got me. Huh? You know, I just got to tell you. You see, I got to fucking do you, man.
Be rolling. Speed.
All right, y'all. You ready? I hope so. Because this is it. I ain't gonna fucking redo this shit. This is it. One. Two, and a one, two, three.